Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Well, our next guest and his band feature prominently in our Spirit Radio playlist. I've seen them play a live show. They're terrific. We're delighted that the band are currently back on home ground to perform at the World Meeting of Families. Their sixth studio album was released earlier this year, named Good News, which has led to their current world tour. So on the line now to tell us more, we have Gareth Gilkerson, band leader of Rend Collective. Gareth, you're very welcome to the show.
Thanks, Rob. Yeah, delighted to chat.
First of all, how's the tour going?
Oh, you know, just fantastic. We just flew in there from America about 10 days ago. So we're more or less recovered from the jet lag. And we've got, my wife and I are both in the band, and we travel with our three small kids. So that means that it takes about 10 days to recover.
Very good. Now, you played in Dublin back in May. Where have you been performing since then?
Oh, goodness, you're putting me on the spot there, Rob.
All over, so many places you can't remember.
That's the absolute truth of it. I can tell you our last concert was in Alaska.
Wow.
And I don't know if you've ever watched it on TV or been there on a cruise, but it is an amazing place. Just, yeah. It seems so remote, and we're actually out for a walk, and we walked past a few wild moose.
Oh, wow.
and then the singer of the band, he was walking up a hill, and he just walked past a big bear catching some salmon. So it was a bit of an exciting time.
Yeah. You must have felt like you were in the middle of a David Attenborough show or something, huh?
Well, you know, here in Ireland, the only thing that can really kill you is the people. So you might get a nasty sting from a wasp. That's about as bad as it gets.
Yeah, but you got the real wild stuff there, all right. Yeah. Listen, you're performing at the World Meeting of Families tonight. Tell us about the show you got lined up.
Yeah, very excited about it. We've got 25,000 young people in the RDF tonight, and we'll be playing just after Mass, and it's just wonderful to be down and just to be worshiping here and in the capital, and we're all very excited about it.
Yeah, fantastic. I mean, I visited the site yesterday, and there's just people there from all over the world. It's just a great buzz there. And will it be a similar sort of show as the show that you're touring with at the moment?
You know, when we were last here in Dublin, we were playing in the Olympia Theatre, and it's just such a great venue. Obviously, much more intimate.
Yeah.
Here, we'll do a shorter set, and you kind of have to change, you know, the difference between playing to 1,500 people and 25,000 people.
Yeah.
You just have to simplify a few things and all that, but it'll be a lot of the same songs for sure.
Yeah, fantastic. Okay, and just any sort of little insight into how the album is going? I mean, it's your sixth album. Has it been performing well?
Yeah, you know, when we went into this record, we felt really convicted that in such a crazy day and age of bad news seems to be everywhere, that we as Christians need to be at the forefront of proclaiming good news. Yeah. And sadly, sometimes we've been more seen by society as people who are actually telling people off or speaking negatively about humanity. Whereas Jesus didn't do that. Jesus proclaimed good news. That's what he actually even said himself that he was doing in Luke. So we felt really convicted to do this. We felt a little bit nervous about it because we've really stepped out into trying to reach those who feel like outsiders in the kingdom of God. But the album has been our best received.
Yeah.
It's got the best you know, seals and streams and all that, but more importantly, the amount of stories that are coming in are unbelievable. Out in the US at the minute, we're actually in the radio. We're nearly at the top of the charts, which has never happened for us before. Yeah. You know, being an Irish band,
yeah,
you don't really expect to ever be at the top of the charts in America on radio. So that's great. But again, as I say, none of those things are really important as as much as the fact that we knew we're getting the message out. That's why we're here this weekend. We're just excited to be here in Dublin to proclaim good news. And we're excited. We're also going to be taking part on Sunday as well at the main event, the main mass. So
at the Phoenix Park there. Yeah, fantastic.
That's right. I'll be honest, it's a little bit nerve-wracking because that's 750,000 people.
Yeah.
That's not something you really prepare for.
Yeah, that's so just...
We'll see how that goes.
That's just a whole other scale, all right. And, listen, that's fantastic. The show tonight starts at 6:30. It's on at the RDS, expecting a big crowd. And going on from here, Gareth, you've got performances. You're still... The tour is going on again?
Yes. After this, we're doing a whole European tour. So in a week's time, we head out and we'll be playing in Germany and Switzerland, Belgium, Netherlands, all that, Budapest and Hungary.
Yeah.
It's gonna be great. We love getting on to mainland Europe.
Yeah.
And just being able to, you know, cross the... once you can get across the language barrier, I'm sure you can imagine... It's hard enough, you know, speaking English whenever you're in certain countries, but imagine doing it with a Northern Irish accent. It makes life even a lot harder. Whenever all our vowels more or less sound exactly the same.
Yeah.
So, but it's great. And then, you know, it's been amazing. We're playing in Amsterdam and we're doing 3 sold out shows. We'll be playing to 5,000 people, and that just blows my mind. Like, I don't say that to make it sound important to say that, because it's a shock to me.
Yeah.
I'm just so grateful for that, you know?
Yeah, fantastic. Listen, Gareth, all the very best for the show tonight, and again, also for the celebration on Sunday. All the very best for all of that. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us this morning. We're going to play you out with a song you probably know pretty well. This is Counting Every Blessing, Wren Collective. God bless now.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.